This is Dr. Schumacher dictating a home visit progress note on Patricia Milam, M-I-L-U-M, Patricia, P-A-T-R-I-C-I-A. Date was April 20, 2022. Place was a private residence. New Paris Chief complaint, Mrs. Milam was seen regarding post-COVID syndrome, weakness, coronary artery disease, and diabetes mellitus. New paragraph history, Mrs. Milam in general feels not too bad, but lays in bed most of the time, period. Just after Thanksgiving at the end of November in 2021, comma, she developed a COVID-19 infection, period. She was in the hospital from December 1st to December 28th, period. She then went to Regency and got home on January 17, 2022, period. Her daughter stays with her and also her boyfriend, but her boyfriend is currently working when seen, period. They both help her, period. She's helped with most activities of daily living, period. She has back pain, but none when laying down and sometimes when getting up, but it's not her back pain that's hindering for ambulation, period. I did get her up with the help of her granddaughter, and she had a very unsteady gait and leaned forward, period. She didn't have any pain when standing. We did walk her across a couple rooms of the house, period. However, she could not walk on her own, and she lacks confidence and was very fearful, period. She also has been on oxygen since coming home, and they're wondering when we can stop it, period. She denies any dyspnea, and her pulse ox from her granddaughter was 98% off oxygen all night, period. She seems slightly confused and has had a bit of a COVID fog, period. There is still some, but it's better than it was a few months ago, period. She has some insight and knows a bit of what's going on, but also she's not completely oriented to time, period. New paragraph, she has had heart disease, period. There were two MIs in 2014, but she's not aware of having had congestive heart failure, period. There's no current dyspnea or orthopnea or angina, period. She has not been taking her Plavix and aspirin, but I asked her to take the aspirin, period. She's been holding off on her Carvedilol, but I did still recommend that, period. New paragraph, she has diabetes mellitus, and that's fairly stable, period. The sugar today was 211, but most sugars are between 126 and 165, period. She denies polyuria or polydipsy, period. She has no major foot pain or neuropathy, period. She once was on meloxicam and lisinopril, but now is not on these anymore, period. Her granddaughter does monitor her blood sugars, period. New paragraph review of systems, constitutional, no fever, chills or major weight change. Eye, she has cataracts, a slightly decreased vision, and she was about cataract surgery just before COVID came, and then she didn't get it done, period. ENT, no earic, sore throat, or major hearing problems, respiratory, no dyspnea, cough, or sputum, cardiovascular, no angina, or dizziness, GI, no abdominal pain, vomiting, or bleeding, GU, denies dysuria. She also has no diet. Diarrhea or constipation, period. Musculoskeletal, she's not walking, and her back pain is not too bad now, period. New paragraph, past history, myocardial infarctions times 2, due to coronary disease, diabetes mellitus type 2, back pain, stress incontinence, recent COVID infection. New paragraph, family history. Her parents and younger brother were all killed in a car accident along with her daughter, period. New paragraph. Examination. She's not acutely distressed or ill-appearing. She's awake and alert. Blood pressure 126 over 60. Pulse 80. Respiratory rate was 16. O2 saturation was 96% when I checked it. Head and neck, pupils equally reactive, eyelids and conjunctiva normal, extraocular movements intact, oral mucosa normal, ears normal to inspection, hearing was good, neck no master nodes, lungs, clear to percussion and auscultation without labored breathing. Cardiovascular, normal soreness 2, no gout, no murmur, no significant edema. Feel pulse is palpable. Abdomen soft and non-tender. CNS, cranial is grossly normal. Sensation intact. Hand grip was good. She could elevate both legs off the bed, and thigh flexion was about 4 out of 5. She's slightly weak in general. A foot exam was done, and that showed normal sensation, normal motor function of the foot. Fetal pulse is 2+, no edema. There's mycotic nail, especially the right great toe had a big mycotic nail. Then mental status, she's oriented to place perfectly, 5 out of 5, period. She could tell me the place, city, state, county, and floor, period. The orientation of time, she could only tell me the day and season, but not the date, month, or year, period. Affect seemed normal, but she's very fearful in getting up, period. The paragraph assessment and plan. 1, Mrs. Milam has post-COVID syndrome, and there is still a bit of a residual fog, period. She feels well in general, but she's very fearful to walk, period. She has opened up home care with residential home care. I've asked the daughters to request physical therapy because there is some potential for her to walk, but it depends on her ability and whether she can overcome her fear, period. 2, she has coronary artery disease with previous MIs, and I asked her to continue aspirin 81 milligrams daily and Carvedilol 3.125 milligrams BID, period. She's also to continue atorvastatin 40 milligrams daily, period. 3, she has diabetes mellitus type 2, and she's no longer on Januvia because it was not approved, but she's on metformin 1,000 milligrams once a day, period. She may continue this, and I'll add Lantus 5 units daily, period. She was on a higher dose before. New paragraph. I will attempt to make a podiatry referral, period. I will change her vitamin D from 50,000 units weekly to monthly, period. She would benefit from a blood pressure cuff, although most blood pressures have been normal, period. This is Dr. Schumacher dictating. End of dictation.